to glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. You can find me online at mikeluoma.com, MikeLuoma.com, or glowinthedarkradio.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, afterthere.com/MikeLuoma. MikeLuoma. Look for our Facebook page too, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. There's also an alibijones.com and a vaticansassin.com. Those are mostly blogs that carry the podcast, my postings. There is a mailing list as well. Keep threatening to send a new email. You can sign up for that, my email list at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com or facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio, or on the blog. There's a sign-up box right in the sidebar. When you sign up for the mailing list, you do get a free ebook, a PDF of the Glow in the Dark Radio Guide to Life. It's an anthology of my stuff and things you can't find everywhere. Some rarities in there. Alibi Jones and the Ghost in the Machine. A preview of Alibi Jones' Vacation, the comic book story, part of the Vatican Assassin Index that's no longer available. So it's a neat little package. And again, it's exclusive to the mailing list. You can only get this PDF, this ebook, through signing up for the mailing list. So again, you can do that at any of my sites, mikeluoma.com, glowinthedarkradio.com, or facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. Well, we are going underwater with Alibi Jones on this episode. It's Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, Chapter 14. But if you're new or coming back into things, let me set it up for you so you can listen. Don't have to worry that we're deep into the book, because this is a cool story in its own right. Alibi Jones is a mediator for the Solar Alliance. Now, a lot of times he's off doing other things, you know, trying to rescue missing teachers or, you know, find the Sunrise of Her, things like that. But he does have to act as a mediator. He does have to work every once in a while, and that's what he's doing right now. He's a mediator for the Solar Alliance, and they are trying to set up new relationships with races that they're just encountering, and that's why they have a mediation corps. Alibi Jones is now off to the planet Kier. It's a water world, and it's one of the homeworlds of this race they call the Kiklik. And so Alibi is being sent by the Solar Alliance to negotiate with the Kiklik. Last episode, he got outfitted with an EVA suit so he could go underwater. This episode, he's actually going there, and he's going to be speaking with these aquatic aliens called the Kiklik on this planet Kier. Now, what's cool, at least I think so, is there's also a comic book short story that takes place within this chapter. There's just a couple of phrases, like a paragraph, too, that mention a little bit of difficulty Alibi has with the Kiklik, getting to get used to the fact they kind of shit underwater right there while they're hanging with you, and that they don't like to be seen while they're eating. Eating is like this private thing you're not supposed to see them do. So those are two taboos that, or a lack thereof in the first case and a taboo in the second, that Alibi Jones isn't used to. You actually see the story of him seeing that and getting used to that in the comic book short story, Alibi Jones in Over His Head. And so I'm going to have the audio adaptation of that bit after we listen to chapter 14, which is kind of the larger stage that it happens upon. So there's that to look forward to. Another cool relation to this podcast with that short story, the comic book short story, it was drawn by Juan Carlos Quatordio, who's one of my longtime comic book collaborators as an artist, and also happens to be a musician who did the music for this podcast that we use. So It all ties together, man. Juan Carlos is a good friend these days. Well, he always has been. We got to be friends working together long ago. So yeah, we're going to hear chapter 14, which is Alibi Among the Key Click. And then we'll hear Alibi Jones In Over His Head as its own separate thing. When I made it too, there was a lot more sound effects and things stuff. So it sort of stands alone as its own kind of short story thing. So hope you'll stick around for those. I'm going to get to both of those on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. First, a little bit of news. The new comic book, it's funny to call it that because it's a digital file, but the new Vatican Assassin graphic novel color adaptation was out this week at Drive-Thru Comics and Comixology. It's Vatican Assassin number 3, the graphic novel number 3. And issue number 4 will be coming out in January. And then I'll be collecting them together and putting out a collected graphic novel digitally and in print of Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel in color. But yeah, as of this week, you can now pick up issue 3. I do like that Comixology guided view too, because you can read it like a, I don't know, it's like a movie going by in front of you. Especially on a phone, you know, or a tablet where you don't have as big a screen to read on as you do when you're reading it on a comic book. Yeah, that just came out this week, and that is my big news of the week. Book news is that you can get your hands on that. Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, number 3 of 4. Comixology and Drive-Thru Comics. Or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com. It's right there on the front page. And you can click through on the links there. Nice and easy. That does it for news. Up next, we'll hear Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her, and then Alibi Jones In Over His Head. Those are both coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flesh Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. 200 miles below the surface of the Earth. At the terminus of a series of long-sealed caverns and interconnected shines, under the shadow of the eternally bleeding eye, there is a crippled wreck of a man writing tales, stories of a dimension engulfed in madness. He is writing them of you. Think them all at fleshpulp.com or search for it on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. A week after his chewing out by Brandywine and receiving the assignment, Alibi exits Transspace near the primary homeworld of the Key Click. Over the last week, his wand and his ship's memory have been filled with all humankind knows about the Key Click. He'd been reading and studying the material while waiting on Crankshaft for his water EVA suit to be finished. He looks through it again during the short trip through Transpace from Crankshaft to the world the Key Click call Kier.
Hard to know what might be missing from this material. Hope nothing major. Would be nice to get this assignment right.
Coming up on the Key Click homeworld, sir,
the ship's comm informs Alibi.
It appears the Greater Ta has ships in orbit around the planet as well.
The Greater Ta are apparently engaged in their own negotiations with the Key Click. Alibi was not informed of this by Brandywine or her people.
The Key Click territories appear to be in play.
Hello, Key Click Control. This is Solar Alliance Cruiser 15B, requesting landing clearance.
Hello, Solar Alliance Cruiser 15B,
the Key Click reply.
You are cleared for insertion at the coordinates we are providing.
Insertion?
There is no land here.
Key Click Control points out.
There is no landing on Kier.
Oh, right. Ah, thank you for the insertion permission, Control.
You are welcome, Solar Alliance Cruiser 15B.
Alibi brings the ship down and inserts the ship under the water that covers the surface of the planet at the coordinates provided. Alibi secures his ship to an underwater platform in the Keyclick port and puts on the special aquatic EVA suit. He enters the cruiser's airlock. When the inner door closes, the lock fills with water. Soon, Alibi is floating out over the port platform next to his ship.
Welcome to Kier.
A voice fills his ears. A creature approaches. It does look like it could be cousin to the dolphins of Earth. An alien cousin, as imagined in some fanciful book from the distant past. Instead of a narrow dolphin's head and snout, the Keyclick's head has a larger skull. Its snout is small in comparison, but it does have a mouth, which it opens to emit a series of clicks. The translator lets him know what it's saying.
You are the representative of the Solar Alliance Mediation Corps?
The alien asks. My name is Alibi Jones. I am from the Solar Alliance Mediation Corps. Alibi hears a series of clicks at low volume broadcasting back to the Keyclick.
Hope my translator is working.
Hello, human Alibi Jones of the Solar Alliance Mediation Corps, the dominant Keyclick says. This Keyclick is called Faha. We were told to expect you. Hello, Faha, Alibi greets him. Good to see you. I am glad that you were expecting me. I mean, that is good, right?
Yes. All is proceeding as planned.
You have the Greater Ta here? Alibi asks.
Yes. They seek stability and order. Something the Keyclick also desire, Faha says.
As does the Solar Alliance, Alibi puts forth.
The Solar Alliance is young, the Keyclick says. The Greater Ta is older and quite well established. They are not as old as the Eldred, but they have maintained order among their people for quite some time. That ability to establish order is to be desired.
But order must be fluid, right? Alibi offers. Like the water you live in.
Ah, these are not concepts to be discussed in greeting, the Keyclick tells Alibi.
Oh. Alibi stops himself.
My apologies, Faha. Accepted. But it does seem that you are as interpretive as you need to be to deal with us. We reinforce your fluidity.
Oh, okay, good. Great, Faha, Alibi says.
Kind of a weird translation. Hope what he just said was a good thing.
Alibi and the Keyclick spend the next week getting to know each other, laying the foundations for future trade and diplomatic ties between humankind and the Keyclick. There are some difficulties. Alibi has to adjust to the way the Keyclick evacuate their wastes in public, for example, and the Keyclick do not eat when or where they can be seen by others. It is taboo. But these kinds of small details are easily handled by Alibi over the course of the initial negotiations. The presence of the Greater Ta is more troublesome, ominous even, yet there is little Alibi can do. When he contacts his aunt, she tells him not to make an issue out of it. Does the SA know the Greater Ta have ships in system? Alibi asks his aunt after one of the early days in his negotiations. Brandywine didn't say anything about them being here when she sent me. Alibi sits on the bridge of his ship during a break in the proceedings, talking with Anita over an open channel. The Keyclick will not allow him secure communication channels.
Of course,
Anita answers in a matter-of-fact tone.
They're kind of threatening.
I know,
she replies, keeping her tone even. For all their talk of the estimable order of the Greater Ta, the Keyclick are afraid of them. Alibi isn't able to keep his calm as easily as his aunt.
Yes, they are.
Anita's lack of emotion begins to frustrate Alibi.
I didn't,
he starts, almost shouting. Realizing he's louder than he meant to be, he stops himself and starts over.
Why wasn't I informed there would be a presence here, to this extent?
It's hard to say,
she says. Alibi doesn't respond. Anita and Alibi stare at each other across the light years. Neither says a word for a moment. Then Alibi realizes his aunt really can't respond in any detail, and a serious look plays across his face as he begins to speak. Can't say anything more? Anita smiles.
Not really. Not on an open channel.
Alibi nods. Ah, sorry. Okay. Well, I'll do what I can.
I know, Allie. I know you will. Good luck.
Alibi shakes his head. Thanks, Aunt Anita. The Greater Ta maintain their ship's presence throughout Alibi's visit. Alibi sent a standard greeting to them on his first day in system. The Greater Ta did not respond. In his week on Kier, Alibi has not seen any of the Greater Ta under the water with the key click. The Greater Ta seemed to be allowing Alibi to go about his business, not getting involved at all in the negotiations, which suits Alibi just fine. But the Greater Ta do finally interfere, mere hours before the humans and the key click are to announce an agreement to further cooperate. Alibi is called back out from his ship to meet with Key Click Faha. Alibi swims up to greet the large aquatic alien at the coordinates where they've been meeting. Hello, Key Click Faha. You asked to see me? Alibi greets the Key Click. After a week with the creatures, Alibi is beginning to feel comfortable with them, beginning to feel like he knows how they think. This meeting is unexpected, however.
Hello, human Alibi Jones. The Key Click responds.
I did not expect to hear from you tonight, Key Click Faha, Alibi says. I thought we were through with our meetings. I am looking forward to our signing ceremony tomorrow morning. Is there something that cannot wait?
I am afraid there will be no signing ceremony tomorrow, Key Click Faha tells Alibi, dropping a diplomatic bomb.
What? Alibi is stunned. But I thought... Alibi struggles for words. What has changed, Key Click Faha? The Key Click swims a short distance away, a sign of embarrassment, if Alibi is reading it right. But Alibi is no longer sure of his abilities to read anything.
The Key Click did not desire this change, Key Click Faha admits. But the Greater Ta suggests a continued dialogue would be disorderly. We are acquiescing to their desire for order.
The Greater Ta knew they were going to be trouble.
I did not realize the Greater Ta were so influential with the Key Click, Alibi says, but he immediately regrets it as Key Click Faha swims up to look down on him, a clear sign of Key Click anger and aggravation that is easy to read.
We do not discuss this, Key Click Faha tells Alibi. And our discussions are over, human Alibi Jones. You should leave Kier now.
But Key Click Faha, we had an agreement worked out, Alibi protests. Key Click Faha turns and swims away without answering, leaving Alibi floating alone in silence.
Damn it, Alibi swears as he swims back to his cruiser. He's still fuming as he reaches the ship's bridge.
I'm calling on Anita. Maybe she can...
Human, Alibi Jones. This is Tagora of the Kikta, speaking for the Greater Ta.
A voice booms out across all of Alibi's cruiser's open comm channels.
The Key Click have informed you of their decision. Your presence is no longer welcome here on Kier,
the Kikta says.
The human propensity for disorder is troubling to the Greater Ta. Your race's chaotic ways have already been a disorderly influence upon the Dakur. We do not believe it would be wise to allow you to disturb the Key Click as well. To preserve order, we instruct you to remove yourself and your vessel from Key Click space immediately.
Alibi warms up the cruiser's power plant while he answers Tagora of the Kikta, representing the Greater Ta. I am preparing to leave as instructed, he tells them. Warming up my ship's engines now.
You wanna be galactic overlizards?
Thank you for your cooperation in the orderly annexation of Key Click space,
says the Kikta voice, speaking for the Greater Ta.
Yeah, Alibi answers.
I don't like this at all. Seems the Greater Ta is expanding its territory.
Alibi notices all the comm channels from beyond the Ki-Air system are blocked.
Right now, I can talk to the Kik-Ta and the Ki-Click, and no one else. Good inspiration for getting gone.
Alibi asks for formal permission to leave the planet. Ki-Air Control, this is Solar Alliance Cruiser 15B, requesting takeoff and orbital clearance.
Solar Alliance Cruiser 15B, you have your clearances for exertion. Ki-Air Control out.
The translated alien voice finishes. Alibi's cruiser rises up out of the water, breaking the surface of Ki-Air's worldwide sea. As he pilots the craft up and out of the planet's atmosphere, several triangular ships crowd the horizon. Though the ships of the Greater Ta hang and threaten, they take no action as Alibi's cruiser clears the atmosphere and heads for the transspace jump point. Alibi prepares his revised report as he flies back to Safe Mediation Corps headquarters. In light of the Greater Ta's aggressive takeover of the Ki-Click territories, I recommend we advise Safe Central Command of the potential for further aggression from the Greater Ta, Alibi dictates. There is nothing hidden about their agenda, and they have now made it clear they possess a deep disdain for humankind.
Can't wait to hear what Brandywine has to say about this.
That was Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her on Glow in the Dark Radio. Now here's Alibi Jones in over his head.
I'm Alibi Jones, mediator for the Solar Alliance. I negotiate agreements between races. Here on Ki-Air, negotiating with the Ki-Click on behalf of the SA. It's a preliminary contact.
Alibi Jones is floating underwater in an atmosphere suit, next to three Ki-Click, aquatic aliens that resemble elongated dolphins with six limb-like tentacles instead of fins. The tentacles each end with six long webbed finger-like appendages. When spread out, their hands kind of look like flippers or fans, and the lower two are the largest. The middle smaller, the top two smaller still. They use the two large lower limbs for propulsion and general movement. The middle two for finer directional movement, and the top two have evolved to the point where the Ki-Click use them for fine manipulation and technical work.
I'm not sure it's going well. The Solar Alliance wants an open travel agreement, at least to start. Trade talks will come later. But the Greater Ta, a pretty major galactic power in its own right, is interfering. And there's something else. I was briefed pretty thoroughly on Ki-Click politics and languages, even learned a little about their religion before coming here. But nothing readied me for this.
Alibi tries to keep a calm face behind the mask of his suit. He hopes the Ki-Click don't see his reaction, or at least don't understand it. Alibi's eyes widen as a dark cloud stains the water behind one of the Ki-Click, as the alien defecates waste into the water behind it.
Is something wrong, human Alibi Jones?
No, nothing at all, Ki-Click Faha.
They seem to let their bowels, or whatever they have, go, whenever, wherever. Doesn't look like they even realize it. Even while we negotiate.
At least they position themselves so it floats away from us. Alibi returns to his ship after the current round of negotiations draw to a close. He trades his underwater suit for a one-piece jumpsuit. He makes his way to the bridge, plops down into the pilot's chair, and calls up his Aunt Anita. Her face appears on a free-floating screen in front of Alibi. Hey, Aunt Anita.
Hello, Allie. Don't usually hear from you in the middle of things.
Well, I wanted to check in. There's just some strange things going on.
Are you having trouble? Is it the translators?
Our translators seem to be working fine. I'm just not sure how it's going, Aunt Anita. Did you know the key click kinda well, never mind that. Does the SA know the Greater Ta have ships in system?
Of course.
They're kind of threatening.
I know,
Anita says. The key click are afraid of them, Alibi points out.
Yes, they are.
Alibi's Aunt Anita remains calm on the screen. But Alibi protests. I was not informed they would be a presence here, not to this extent, he says.
I see.
A moment of silence passes between them. Alibi grows serious. Can't say anything more?
Not really. Not on an open channel.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll do what I can, Alibi tells her.
I know, Allie,
Anita says.
Good luck.
She signs off, and Alibi is left alone with his thoughts as he sits in the pilot's chair on the bridge of his ship. After sitting for a few minutes, Alibi decides to put his underwater atmosphere suit back on and head back out. The next round of negotiations isn't for at least another hour. Alibi figures he might float around some, see if he can meet some of the key click in a less formal setting. Alibi dons the underwater suit and steps back into the airlock of his spaceship. Water fills the space around him, pouring into the airlock to match the water pressure outside the ship, so he can exit. I don't know, that call with Aunt Anita, that didn't sound good, Alibi thinks. This is harder than I thought it would be. Well, back into the deep. Outside, Alibi floats away from his ship. He can see one of the key click in the near distance. There's the young one, Kaifa, by himself. Might be a chance to connect. Alibi approaches the young key click. Key click Kaifa, hello! The alien grows agitated. His eyes go wide, his limbs flail. A small, multi-limbed creature hangs from its mouth.
Eating! No!
The key click turns about and swims rapidly away. Alibi calls after it. Key click Kaifa!
Crap. What just happened?
Frustrated, Alibi returns to his ship. As he stands in the airlock, taking off his helmet, the water drains around him. Damn. Did I just screw the mission? Alibi gets out of the underwater atmosphere suit and heads back to the bridge of his spaceship. As he enters the bridge, the communications unit alarm is blaring. One of the key click is on the screen.
Oh, it's key click Faha. Crap. Again.
Alibi sits in the pilot's chair on the bridge and answers the call. It almost looks like the key click on the screen is sympathetic, or as sympathetic as an aquatic alien can look. Key click Faha, hello, I must apologize.
Human Alibi Jones, we have heard from Key click Kaifa. Who would like to apologize?
What? Alibi is surprised. Key click Faha tries to explain.
He overreacted. It is our custom to eat in private, but you did not know it was taboo.
Translator's having trouble.
Alibi is trying to muster all his diplomatic skills, but he can't help but roll his eyes ever so slightly. No, I didn't know Key Click Faha. I am still learning about our race's cultural differences.
We hope you will return to our negotiations, so we may progress further.
Of course, Keyclick Faha. I'll see you soon.
Alibi signs off.
Well, maybe all is not lost. He dons the underwater suit and heads back out to meet with the Keyclick. Both Keyclick Faha and the younger Keyclick Kaifa are waiting at the rendezvous point when Alibi arrives.
Human Alibi Jones, this Keyclick asks forgiveness from you for overreaction.
Apology accepted, Keyclick Kaifa, but unnecessary, Alibi says. Our negotiation is also a learning experience for all of us. As Alibi and the two aliens float underwater, Keyclick Faha opens his upper set of tentacles and arms in an almost human fashion as he speaks to Alibi.
Oh? What more have you learned about us, human Alibi Jones?
Alibi looks alarmed. Well? Alibi tries. Humans, we expel our wastes in private. For us to see that, that's taboo. Unlike with the Keyclick. And unlike yourselves, we eat together in public. But yeah, the just expelling waste thing anytime is a little bit new to me.
Ah, understood. For Keyclick, it is a more natural thing, but still, actions must fit situations. It is not always acceptable, but Keyclick may expel waste in negotiations. It is appropriate.
Alibi looks confused. What?
Because of what we discuss,
Keyclick Faha tells him. What do you mean? What's that? Alibi can't help but ask.
Politics!
Oh.
That was Alibi Jones in Over His Head on Glow in the Dark Radio. And before that, Chapter 14 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her. Of course, one took place inside of the other. In Over His Head was just a little bit inside of that larger chapter. But yeah, the big takeaway is that the Greater Ta are throwing their weight around. They're taking over the Keyclick. They are threatening the Dakor. Seems like they're expanding. And so Alibi Jones is not successful in his negotiations with the Keyclick. And we'll see how that plays out in Chapter 15 of Alibi Jones and the Sunrise of Her. He's already so well beloved by his new bosses, especially Brandywine. So I'm sure it'll go over very well when he comes back and tells them that they have no agreement. Threatening presence of the Greater Ta encroaching. I hope you enjoyed those two things, Chapter 14 and the comic book short story audio adaptation with sound effects and stuff. I want to remind you of the news that Vatican Assassin, the graphic novel, number 3 of 4 in full color, came out this week at Comixology and Drive-Thru Comics. And you can get all the details at MikeLuoma.com and GlowInTheDarkRadio.com. And that is all for this week. Hope you'll join us for another episode in Chapter 15 of the book as the adventures of Alibi Jones continue. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.